Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And we kick off the month of October talking about the Queen, or at least the royal family in England.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems that every once in a while something happens in the royal family, and the news is full of news about that. Now, I'm not a big fan of the royal family myself. I think they make too big of a deal out of it, but I was kind of surprised here in the article that we're going to talk about today.
Yeah.
Lots of people in the UK still very much love the royal family, so they are going to be in the news for a long time, whether you like it or not.
I think they like the younger generation. I don't think Prince Charles is well-liked, but his sons, you know, William and Harry.
Mm-hmm.
Harry just married Meghan Markle, an American actress. So they have been in the news. I watched the wedding, Tom, because...
You did, huh? You were there, huh?
No, I watched it on TV. It was broadcast, streamed live, and I got up to watch it. It's really kind of fun. You know, we don't have any queens and kings and princesses and princes in America. So we kind of like that, at least in the U.S. I know we kind of think it's cool.
And there are royal families all over the world, too. In some places, of course, they've got a king in Thailand.
Uh-huh.
And I think the emperor and empress or whatever in Tokyo.
In Japan,
they are still, in Japan, they're still going strong.
Mm-hmm.
And there might be one in Belgium and in Holland or something like that.
There aren't a lot, but there are some. You're right.
There are some out there. But the one that most people pays attention to is the royal family in the UK. So let's get to it. Long live the Queen, but why? Let's try to answer this question now. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson one time.
Anyone who tuned in to watch the wedding of the UK's Prince Harry and Meghan Markle in May 2018 would have seen lots of celebrations.There were thousands of people lining the streets of London, while across the country, others held street parties and watched live media coverage. Those who were less interested in the event, however, may have wondered why a hereditary monarchy, an old-fashioned and undemocratic institution, continues to be so popular. There's no denying the fact. Polls show that for the last 50 years,Roughly 75% of the population still support the British monarchy. Why is this? First, there are a few practical reasons. Although the monarchy receives some money from the UK Parliament and a lot more revenue from the lands it owns, its very existence benefits Britain's tourism industry. As a symbol, the monarchy is great branding for the UK.Helping sell numerous souvenirs and other products. These things are significant, but the more important reasons for the monarchy's popularity are emotional. For many people, the monarchy represents tradition, stability, and historical continuity. It is a connection to Britain's past, including its industrial successes and globe-spanning empire. Those less comfortable with change,also appreciate the royal family for being a reliable constant in British culture. Others, meanwhile, have applauded the monarchy's ability to move with the times, with the younger generations of the royal family seeming well-suited for modern Britain. Even Queen Elizabeth II has shown her lighter side, making a humorous Twitter video with Prince Harry and acting alongside Daniel Craig,in a James Bond sketch for the 2012 London Olympics. While there are some who feel Britain needs to move away from its past, the monarchy's popularity appears likely to endure for many years to come.
Okay, it's time for us to discuss our unit on society. We're actually talking about high society in today's program, particularly the high societyOf the UK, the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. And our title here is Long Live the Queen, But Why? Okay, so that's an interesting question.
Uh-huh.
We often hear this about our revered leaders, long live so-and-so. But in this particular case, we're saying this about the Queen of England, but... What the heck? Why? Why are we wishing her a long life, other than, you know, we'd wish anyone a long life? But in particular, we want the queen to live for a long time. And she has. At the age of 92, she's still going strong.
So let's move back to our article. The first sentence says, anyone who tuned in to watch the wedding of the UK's Prince Harry and Meghan Markle in May 2018, that was just a couple months ago, would have seen lots of celebrations. I'm one of those people who tuned in. I just love to watch royal weddings. I want to see the dress. The dress is very important. And Meghan Markle had a beautiful one. If you tune into something, guys, we use this phrase,verb and the preposition to talk about watching a particular channel on TV or on cable or listening to a particular radio station. You tune in to ICRT or you might tune in to the evening news on your TV at home.
But you did say that you watched this online, so would you use the same let's tune into YouTube.
I would say get online.
Get online.
Get online and watch it. It was streaming live.
In any case, you tune in to watch a TV program or to listen to a radio program. And again, this was the wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, which happened just a couple of months ago back in May. And you would have seen lots of celebrations. I think that was probably of particular interest to Americans because Meghan Markle is an American.
Yeah.
So, of course, people in America were more particularly interested in their wedding.
Now, you probably don't know this, Tom, but Meghan Markle is a famous actress. She was on Suits. Suits is on Netflix as well.
Okay.
I was on it for 7 seasons. She had to quit, though, as she became
the
wife to Prince Harry. She can't act anymore.
Okay. Well, hopefully she'll enjoy her new life.
Yeah.
But in any case here, there were thousands of people lining the streets of London, you know, people standing at the sides of the street there, while across the country, others held street parties and watched live media coverage. This sounds similar to the World Cup that took place earlier this year.
Uh-huh.
Of course, in a lot of countries, you know, back in the home country, they would have street parties and watch live media coverage. Of course, you know, in Mexico City, all the Mexicans there were in the Zocalo in Mexico City. Watching live broadcasts whenever the Mexican team were playing, etc., etc. So the same thing happened here in the UK when the wedding was taking place. People in Scotland and Wales and England and all over the place were watching live coverage and having street parties, having those meat pies and Yorkshire pudding and all those good things the British enjoy.
Those who were less interested in the event, that would be you, Tom. Mm. You didn't really care. They may have wondered why a hereditary monarchy, an old-fashioned and undemocratic institution, continues to be so popular. Why in the world are people stopping to watch the wedding? Mostly women, I would guess. I'm just going to guess here. Hereditary, guys, just means something that's given to you or is based on inheritance. So if royalty is hereditary, it means if your father was part of the royalty, his son would be part of the royalty. So his father's maybe a king, so the son's a prince. That's hereditary. Diseases can be hereditary. For example, my father has sugar diabetes, and his mother did as well. So his diabetes is hereditary. Monarchy just refers to royalty. The king, the queen, the prince, the princess, you know, all of these people who are part of the royal family are called the monarchy.
Mm-hmm. We could also describe Thailand as having a hereditary monarchy. Of course, the king of Thailand died a couple of years ago.
It's a form of government, right?
Right. Yeah. And his son has taken over, so that's a hereditary monarchy here. And yes, indeed, some people are less interested, but you're wondering, hey, what's the big deal about this hereditary monarchy, which is an old-fashioned and undemocratic institution? Yeah, they're not elected.
Mm-mm.
We don't vote for them, but they just get to be the king and the queen just because they're a member, the House of Wales, the Prince of Wales or something?
Yeah.
Windsor. Something like that.
Yeah.
House of Windsor or something.
That's supposed to be their last name, Windsor.
Okay. Fair enough. Okay. And yeah, why does it continue to be so popular? Well, there's no denying the fact. Okay, let's present you with some statistics here. Polls show that for the last 50 years, roughly 75% of the population still support the British monarchy.
Wow.
Why is this? So this is according to some polls, which means that they take surveys. They usually do that before elections. They take polls. Who are you going to vote for? Are you going to vote for Mr. Lee or Mr. Wilson or Mr. Jackson or whatever? So those are polls. And they ask people, yes, do you support the British monarchy? Do you support the royal family? And I was surprised 75% of the people there still support them. I would have thought they would have lost interest, but no, they still love them.
Yeah. So it's a lot of people that still enjoy the British royal family there. So roughly just means that's about the number. It's not exact. So if you don't know the exact number, you might say, well, here's an estimate, or I need to pay roughly $5,000. You don't know the exact number, but roughly 75% of the population still support the British monarchy. Again, monarchy is the form of government where a king or a queen, some part of the royal family, is leading the government. Although in the UK, you know, the Queen really doesn't lead the government anymore.
Yeah.
They used to have more power, that's for sure. Moving on to the next paragraph. Before we start, guys, we're going to take a quick break, listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们首先来看到第一个空格的句子，它写着 There were thousands of people, blank one, the streets of London. 在这里描写的景象呢，就是在今年五月举行的英国的皇室的婚礼，有数千的人在伦敦街头怎么样呢？这里要考考同学句型的概念。前面已经有主词跟动词 there were, 所以在这里的动词 line 呢，因为人是排在街道的两侧，主动的含义，所以我们搭配句型文法，第一题的标准答案我们要选择 B, lining the streets of London。接着看到第二个空格的句子写着 Those who were less interested in the event, blank two, may have wondered why a hereditary monarchy, an old-fashioned and undemocratic institution, continues to be so popular. 这个句子很长，要先注意到前面讲到呢，大家非常疯狂于这个皇室的婚礼，后面则提到 Those who were less interested in the event, 指的是呢对这件事情比较不感兴趣的那些人。要注意的是，这里考考大家语气的转成词，跟前面的这个描述的情形完全相反的是这些比较不感兴趣的人，所以搭配语气的转折，我们来看看第二题的选项 A. specifically 特定地 B. therefore 因此 C. similarly相同的 D, however, 然而但是前面讲到呢非常疯狂于这样子皇室婚礼的人，然而这些比较没有兴趣的人，那么有这样的想法，所以在这里语气的转折完全相反，第二题搭配语气，标准答案我们选择 D, however。在这里后面的句子提到呢，其实呢在一些意见调查里面发现呢，这里提到 roughly 75% of the population still blank three the British monarchy。在这里提到大概有 75% 的人怎么样英国的君主制，为什么会这样呢？那这里前面的文章提到了民调显示还是非常的受欢迎，依据这样的文意，第三题 A. support 支持 B. destroy 毁坏 C. establish 建立 D. remove 移除，你会看到民调显示 75% 的人口还是支持着英国的皇室，所以这里的标准答案第三题我们就选择 A. support。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We shall now continue with our lesson, okay? Basically, where we left off, we were asking the question, Why is this? Why is the royal family still so supported by the people of the UK? Well, let's try to answer this question. First, there are a few practical reasons. Okay, practical just means they make sense. They are logical. They affect our lives directly. You do a lot of practical things in your life. Well, I need to study this. I need to go to this university, et cetera, et cetera. These are very practical ideas. I need to work for this company to get this experience because it helps my career. Those are all very useful things.
I can give an example of something that's practical and something that's impractical. I am means not. So, ladies, sometimes we want to buy really high-heeled shoes that are really expensive and beautiful. They're impractical to walk in. They're very difficult to walk in after a while, but they're beautiful. So sometimes we buy practical shoes that have low heels. They may not be sexy or good looking or even very exciting, but they're practical. So sometimes you do impractical things because it makes you happy. Now, although the monarchy receives some money from the UK Parliament, their parliament is similar to our Congress in the United States. The parliament debates and then passes laws in the UK. They also get a lot more revenue. Revenue means money coming into you, whatever you're doing. Maybe you're renting an apartment. You get revenue from that. You make money from it. They get revenue from the land that they own. So the monarchy still has a lot of land, and they're probably renting the land to people who are building buildings on it. Maybe there are department stores on the land. We don't know. But if you own land, you most likely have a lot of money because the land's expensive. Its very existence, we're talking about the monarchy, its very existence benefits Britain's tourism industry. I was a tourist in England. I've gone there several times and, you know, getting pictures and plates and little souvenirs with pictures of the king or queen or some prince or princess on them, it's kind of fun.
Yeah, I think my grandparents maybe took a trip to England way back in the 80s, was it?
Uh-huh.
And they were there during the time
of Princess Diana.
Yeah, the royal wedding there between Diana and Charles. Indeed, so they came back with a few souvenirs.
Cool.
So that's why here it says it's a practical reason to have the royal family because, hey, they benefit Britain's tourism industry. Its very existence, just because they have that, actually attracts tourists, and they can sell all sorts of souvenirs, as it says here as this paragraph continues. As a symbol, the monarchy is great branding for the UK, helping sell numerous souvenirs and other products. So it's great branding. Of course, branding means you give something a brand name, you give it a logo, maybe a catchphrase or something like that, a sort of symbol. And so they've got that branding there. When you think of the UK, you think of the royal family. So it's a great branding symbol for the UK. It attracts a lot of tourists, and also it helps sell numerous souvenirs and other products. Numerous just means many, okay? And souvenirs, those are things you buy to help remember your trip someplace. If, of course, you come to Taiwan, you might want to buy some souvenirs here. Let's see, what would you buy? A T-shirt that says Taiwan on it.
Pineapple cake, home.
Or maybe a pin or something, or a patch to sew onto your clothing, et cetera, et cetera. Those are
I would buy a T-pal. You know,
I always send back the teapots, the little Laurentia Chahu. You know, they're very cute. They're very small, and people love them. They make great gifts. So those could be some examples of souvenirs. So yeah, you could get a portrait of the royal couple, or maybe a little model of the royal chariot. Various things they can be sold as souvenirs.
These things are significant, but the more important reasons for the monarchy's popularity are emotional. So in the next paragraph, we're going to talk about some of these emotional reasons. For many people, the monarchy represents tradition, of course, stability, something that doesn't change very often, is very stable. So you want a job that's stable, you want stability in your life, and historical continuity. Continuity means something that doesn't change and it keeps existing. For example, we use that word making films. If you have short hair in one scene, you can't have long hair in the next scene because it would be bad continuity. There's someone who actually has a job called continuity. That's their job, to make sure every scene matches. So it is a connection to Britain's past.
That's their past. They had kings and queens, and they have them today. So including its industrial successes, the Industrial Revolution started in England, in London there, and globe-spanning empire. They had countries all over the world. They were colonies, and they belonged officially to England, even though they weren't connected to Great Britain at all. So globe-spanning. Span means to cover a large area. So these are some of the emotional reasons. Those less comfortable with change also appreciate the royal family for being a reliable constant in British culture. If you're reliable, people can depend on you. You definitely want to be a reliable employee when you get a job. Constant here is a noun. So if something's a constant in your life, it means you always have that thing.
Exactly. So a constant is similar to continuity, mm-hmm. which means things continue. There are no interruptions. There are no breaks. So they have a connection to their past when the sun never set on the British Empire. It had colonies all over the world,、
yeah.
including Hong Kong.
India.
India. And I think Myanmar was part of the British Empire at one time. Maybe Malaysia and Singapore.
They had a lot.
Australia, New Zealand, of course, are still members of the Commonwealth.
Uh-huh.
So in any case, yes, the royal family sort of establishes a connection for people so they can kind of connect to the past. Okay, so that's a reliable constant. Others, meanwhile, have applauded the monarchy's ability to move with the times, with the younger generations of the royal family seeming well-suited for modern Britain. Indeed, they've applauded them. Yay! They praise them. They say they've done something good because they move with the times, or you could say they change with the times. And we've got the younger generations of the royal family. I think more specifically, you've got, Prince Di's sons
William
there.
William and Harry.
One of them married a common woman or something. She's not actually Kate Middleton or something. She was just a regular British woman who went
middle
to school.
Middle class, yeah.
Middle class, who went to university with the expressed purpose of meeting that guy and marrying him, and she won.
Oh, dear.
And then Meghan Markle, of course, she's an American, you know, common American person. So,
well, she's also a divorcee, which means she had been married before and got divorced. So that used to be not allowed with the monarchy, with the royal family. You couldn't marry someone who was divorced. That changed in, I think, the 50s or the 40s.
Yeah, someone in the past got married to a divorcee.
He was supposed to be king, and he had to step down because he wanted to marry a divorced woman.
Oh, that's right. He did have to step down. It was another American divorcee.
Yeah. So, so now Meghan Markle, this is her second marriage, but Queen Elizabeth accepted it this time because they're moving with the times, which means you change based on how culture changes as well. So we've got even Queen Elizabeth II has shown her lighter side. I've seen some of these fun videos online. Check them out. Just type in Queen Elizabeth and Prince Harry, funny videos, and you'll see one where Prince Harry's kind of teasing his grandmother. His grandmother, of course, is Queen Elizabeth. If something's humorous, guys, it just means it's funny. So there's that, and she also did a funny sketch, which is a short scene that's filmed or on TV that's funny. Sketch just always means it's a funny little short scene. And they did that for the 2012 London Olympics. Daniel Craig, of course, plays James Bond. So while there are some who feel Britain needs to move away from its past, the monarchy's popularity appears likely to endure for many years to come.So if you endure, it means you continue to exist. Sometimes we use this word, though, when we're going through hard times. Maybe you lose someone who's close to you, someone passes away, and you have to endure for some time when you're suffering because you miss them. But here it just means to remain in existence or last for a long time.
It will continue to endureFor centuries to come. Okay, that brings us to the end of our explanation for today. Here comes our Chinese teacher.
接着我们来看到第二段一刚开始有提到为什么英国皇室呢还是受到大家的支持。第四个空格后半句提到 Its very existence blank for Britain's tourism industry. 讲到这个王室的存在对于英国的观光业有怎么样子的关联呢？这句要选择正确的答案，必须看到后面一句。后面一句提到，作为一个象征呢，事实上，王室为英国建立良好的品牌，所以呢，有助于一些纪念品跟其他产品的贩售。有了这样的想法，我们就可以选择第四题的答案。A 选项 damages 破坏。B. restricts 限制 C. benefits 使什么得到好处 D. shrinks 缩水因为皇室的存在呢让英国的观光业可以贩售大量的纪念品所以使得观光业得到好处根据后面的文意第四题的标准答案我们就选择 C. benefits第五个空格 These things are blank five, but the more important reasons for the monarchy's popularity are emotional. 讲到这些东西是怎么样，但是呢，更重要呢，讲到皇室为什么受欢迎的原因跟理由，却是跟情感有关。我们来看一下第五题 A. awful, 可怕的 B. curved, 弯曲的 C. significant,重要的 D. protective 保护的前面讲到呢还为英国建立的品牌有助于观光业的繁荣所以这些事情当然很重要但是更重要的呢是情感上的连结第五题根据前后文意我们选择标准答案 C. significant 第六个空格前面提到呢这个王室代表的是传统稳定跟历史的延续第六个空格的句子写着 It is a and blank six to Britain's past including its industrial successes and globe-spanning empire其实呢看到英国的皇室就让人家怎么样呢这个英国过去辉煌的历史第六题 A 选项 solution 解决 B connection 连结 C performance 表演 D resistance 抵抗其实看到皇室就让人联想到伟大英国的辉煌历史所以第六题标准答案我们就选择 B connection第七个空格前半句提到呢其他人称赞王室有与时俱进的能力然后后面的句子提到 With the younger generations of the royal family, blank seven, well suited for modern Britain. 这里也是要考考同学句型的概念 with 后面加上名词然后我们可以用主动的 ving 来修饰前面的这个名词讲到呢这个新一代的皇室呢其实大家认为似乎是非常适合现代的英国这里是表示某人这个皇室似乎是怎么样主动的意味所以第七题的标准答案就选择 D seeming OK, 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
That's it for today. Thank you so much for joining us, and please join us again next time for another edition of our program. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.